really. It's a good day indeed, for God's mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Today's scripture reading begins with Revelation 3:5. I will never blot out His name from the book of life, but will acknowledge His name before my Father and His angels. And Isaiah 43:1. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, He who formed you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And finally, Luke 10:20. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Perhaps many of you at some time have taken on the challenge of reading through the Bible in a year. For some of you, it may be a lifelong routine, and if so, that is awesome. As a grandmother, it has been my desire that on the 13th birthday of each of my grandchildren, to give them a Bible that I have read through the year before just for them. It is amazing how reading scripture with a specific person in mind helps you pray for that person, plus teaches the reader's own heart at the same time. Having taken up again a yearly Bible reading challenge in 2023, not long ago I found myself facing 1 Chronicles, the book that contained what I call the L-I-S-T-S, lists. For some of you, the multiple chapters of the list of names of all the groups of people or ancestry of individual rulers and leaders may be exciting. And yes, historically, such records are crucially important. But maybe there are others of you who will agree that it can also be a bit difficult to find a practical spiritual lesson to think on all through the day from lists of names that are so hard just to try to pronounce. One morning, recently, after reading 3 chapters in 1 Chronicles of one unfamiliar name after another, I simply uttered a question to God. What could He possibly want me to learn from so many lists? With a sigh, I'll admit, I think I even voiced out loud, Lord, I just don't like them. When I stopped complaining and just sat quietly, it then seemed as if God whispered a truth for me to learn that day with one very simple question. Is not your name on a list? Oh, how that question pierced my heart. Suddenly, I found my attitude totally changing, and I began lifting my voice of praise and thankfulness to the Lord for His gift of salvation and love for me that brings the promise of my name being written in His heavenly book of life. In other words, for my name being on an L-I-S-T, a list. Let's remember our scripture verses for today. Revelation 3:5 says, They who walk with me, I will never blot out His name from the book of life, but will acknowledge His name before my Father and His angels. And Isaiah 43:1, Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. And Luke 10:20, Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Oh, may we be aware of the power of God's Spirit to teach us through every word of Scripture, yes, even lists. May we hold His Word ever so close to our hearts and earnestly seek to read it as quickly as we seek a score of a sporting event, an update on a world situation, a friend's post on a social page, or play a game on a phone. For there are treasures to be uncovered in every part of His Word that are simply waiting for us to discover. Truly, may we all be found faithful Bible readers from the beginning to the end, even when reading chapters of lists of names. And on a little side note, grandparents and parents, maybe even try reading the Bible through in a year for your grandchildren or child. The treasures you will discover will be amazing. Way beyond that of lists. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we fall before you today in our utmost praise and thankfulness that the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, allows us as believers to have our names written in your book of life. Lord, thank you for the promise that we will be welcomed into your eternal home and that we belong to you. Thank you for your eternal list of names, Lord, for summoning us and promising that we are yours. May we live this day with gratefulness and praise in our hearts to you, Lord.